Yossi Chazan, Pashas, Merkel B'Kudei.
Push harder for me on Wednesdays. No time to repair. Good morning. We all know that Parshas Parah, which you read this week, said in Sforim HaKadoshim, comes as a hemshich to Purim, Chodesh Adar, the last Shabbos of Chodesh Adar, which means the last Shabbos of the year for Mom Bechina. And also with the Chodesh Shabbos Mevorchim for Chodesh Nisan, Chag HaPesach. The Emes in Sforim HaKadoshim explain that Purim and Pesach are Tluyim Hobaho. There's a famous word from the Kodesh Sur Magid, Take Purim Yakel El Shimurim. The way Purim goes, that's the way Pesach will go. Keduah is brought in the Chesed Lavram from the Zayda of the Chido, that from the 30 days between Purim and Pesach, every day the Ha'oris, the Shnabla Magid brings this in the Kodesh Torah, that every day of these 30 days, there's one thirtieth of the aura of the Kedusha of Pesach, of Geula, begins to shine, and therefore through the Bechias HaMolek of Purim, one is able to destroy the chametz. Kiyadua, the 10 pieces you put by Benigas chametz is symbolic of the Asorah Bnei Haman, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, the Yismach Yisrael of Alexander, we discussed this many times, brings that there are 2 days to Purim. Why are there 2 days to Purim? Because there were two Averis. There was Avera of Yisorah, Sheshtachvul, etc. And there was a veira shenenu misudas leisir rasha. There for 30 days before erev Pesach, when mishkul chu, you bring a carbon Pesach, you shech the mazel of Mitzrayim. That is the tikkun of avodah zarah. And the Leil HaSeder is the tikkun of Nenu Misudasai Shalaisai Rasha. And there's many remotes in his head, just a famous Bnei Yisalskar. Everyone knows the mitzvah Bechiyas HaMolek is unique in that the Torah commands us to Mekayim it B'machshav V'dibur Ma'isa. The Pasuk says, Zohar is B'peh, L'istishkach is B'lev, B'machshav. Then it says, Timcha is B'ma'isa. Hello? How many days are in the 30 days between Purim and Pesach? 30. How many hours in a day? 24. How much is 24 times 30? 720. Yeah? Amalek is Gimatria 240. The Machshava Dibra Maisa is 720. Skumtois, in these 30 days, says the Bnei Salskar, one is Oiker, Amalek, and Evil, and the Chomets, and the Sa'ir, and called the Ikim, and one prepares for Purim and Pesach are, rule number one, Purim and Pesach are inextricably linked. Moreover, Purim is connected to Parshas Parah. I mean, the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, we all know this from the Haftarah for Chazoin, Rochatzu Hizoaku, which is Gimatria Parah Duma, Imakoil, Hasir Roya Malalecha, Malalecha is Gimatria Amalek. So Parah Duma and the destruction of Amalek are interrelated. You don't gotta be a genius. No time. Parah Duma is Gimatria Hapurim, which is Gimatria Levesume Adol Yoda Tzadnzvorim, and many other remos. Now says the Imre Noyim, the Jikover, you don't have to be a genius, but Purim and Parah very similar. We'll discuss in a minute. As we've discussed countless times, there are 20, okay, let me briefly, I've said this 1,000 times already. The Eibishter created and recreates in the Chavdash Betuvi, Bechol Yom Tamid, through letters. Basor Mamoris. Therefore, in Lashon Kodesh, the word for a letter is an ois. Mi Lashon Osa Beikir. Every letter shines and creates, etc. Right? But there are also 5 final letters called the Mansepach letters. Well, just like you have at the end of a word in punctuation, you have a full stop, a period, we call it in America, right? Is Alderaf says the man sepach, although the 22 Asfin der Isa represent the Eibishter's chesedim, his shining, his creation, his giving, his communication, the 5 final letters represent Gevurus. You don't got to be a genius. Man sepach, these final 5 final letters, together is Gematria Por. And there's 5 Gevurus, as we'll discuss. 280 Por divided by 5 is Nu. It's 56. Nu, yeah? Which is besoid, v'hinoyam Hashem alikei nu, aleinu, amasidei nu, kainin aleinu, amasidei nu, 5 nus. If you add one to the new, the Meisalsker says it's not going to call the Meisalsker 100 times. If you add one to the new, you get the word zon. Zon is gimatria, kel havaya. Kel is chesed, havaya is rachamim. So by adding the aluf, the alufishal oilim in the new, you get kel havaya. Are you with me? Which is kel havaya v'yoer lenu. It shines, it's mamtik the dinim of mansepach. As we discussed many, many times. So I just see, I was throwing out an idea, just to tickle your brain cells, that Purim, Miloshen Pur, because it says in Tzvorim, Kitzarizon, Prizchayim, that Haman wanted the Ma'ir, the Hegevurim, to destroy Kal Yisrael, and Purah, which is, instead of five times new, five times Zon, Kelavaya, you get Purah, which is the secret of the Tara of Paradum. Leave that in your brains. Now the fees I understand the sheikhs of all the chutam mishulish of this week, the parsha, etc., etc. If I'm a simple guy, I'm a simple person, what do I see that's a common denominator in all of the events? If I had to describe what is Par Aduma, how does it work? So the pasuk says, "Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahir." I see water. Is Par Aduma called mayim tahir? What is the first of the two parshas in this week? Vayakel. Every school child knows Vayakel is gematria mikvah. Right? Yeah? And therefore, who is Vayakel? Moshe. What do we know about Moshe? Why is he called Moshe? Ki min hamayim yishisiyu. He comes from a mikvah. He comes from Kedusha V'tara. Right? Even though by a person, the pasuk says, Hein ba'ovin chalaltu b'chet yechabat ni'imi. Everyone has a shikul pagam. Aber Moshe is min hamayim. He's tahara. Right? And Mayim, as the Rambam famously says, Me Hadas Hator. Right? Mayim is the Taris is Das. Moshe is Kolus Hadas of Am Yisro. So Moshe Rabbeinu brings Tara, therefore Vayakil, the mikveh is Moshe, as Kol Adas B'nei Yisro. Adas, scramble the letters to get the word Das. So I see an Indian of Tahara. Hello. Yes? So Vayakil is mikveh. And how does Pashas Pekudei start? Anybody out there? A Parashat Pekudei starts with what? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. What's the Rashi Tevis? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Aleph, 1. Pekudei is a pay, 80. HaMishkan is a hay. What do I got? 86 is what? Elokim. What's the Sufi Tevis? Eile, hay. Pekudei, yud. HaMishkan, 650. What do I got? What's 65 in Judaism? Adnai. Hello? What's 86 and 65, Elikim and Adnai, which is the Suid? Yeah, hello? 151. What's 151? Mikveh. Vayakel is mikveh. Eile pekudei hamishkan. Rashi Tevis is soifei Tevis is mikveh. Hello, you guys are awake. And therefore, the Shabbos mevorachim chodesh nisan. What happened on the first day of the first month, Rosh Chodesh, otherwise known to Jews? Hukam hamishkan. Hey, how you call hukam? Hey, vav kuf mem. Scramble the letters. What do I got? Mikveh. Because the mishkan serves in zman. What?
It's the same
Oisius. It's the same gematria. It's good. Hello. Yes? Therefore, that's the connection also to Purim. Because on Purim, who do we destroy? A people called Amalek. If there are 40 saw in a mikveh, and there are 6, and there are 6 kaven in a saw, so how many kaven are there in a mikveh, my dear friends? 240, which gives you Amalek. And you may remember, who is the one who actually carried out the battle? Who's the general to fight against Amalek? Yeshua. What's the gematria of Yeshua? 341. What is the superiority, the Eli of 391, Yeshua, over Amalek 240? Are you guys alive today? 150? Yehoshua, Joshua. 391. What is the difference between 391 and Amalek 240? Which is gematria? Mikveh. And Yeshua comes from which tribe? The tribe of? Yeah, but Ephraim is the son of whom? Yosef. And Yosef, as every school child knows, is Yud Vav, Pei, Samach, Samach, Pei. Yud Vav, 16. Pamim, Samach. How much is 16 times 60? What is 960? If there's 240 kavanin in a mikvah, so how many lugin are there? There are four lugin in a kavanin. 960. Kedas HaYushalmi, that a berry is bottle in Tav Tav Kuf. Samach, hello. Yes, you with me? Therefore it says, who come HaMishkan? Says HaVizal, who come HaMishkan? Is Gematria 960? Which therefore this week is also Achana, not only Purim, right? Getting around Malik, it's also Achana for the Geula, because as everyone knows, Mekabbeitz Nitche Amma Yisrael is Gematria 960. Hakamas HaMishkan is Gematria 960. Wakey, wakey, wakey. Right. I'm just trying to get you guys. Yeah, okay. So that's Hagdom. Now, what does this mean? Hello, it's all hocus pocus, mathematics. Oh. Okay. Now, to understand this, let me say a word from Ram Short. It's a million digger word. But you have to help up here. We're speaking about the Rakhidesh, the Beis Hashem, everyone speaks about the Pardinim, which is the. There's a deeper word which is brought in the Zera Kodesh from the Rav Shitzer that he heard in the name of Rabbi Isaac of Koritz, otherwise known to most of us as the author of the Briskunas Oilim. Your vision, sir, like it should be, like whatever. Scrub all the stuff, right? In the Par Dinim, which Par, 280, from Mantzapach. Hello, you with me? Hello? Final. Doesn't go, it doesn't check. Let me just explain one more. When the Eibishter created the world, not only created past tenses, Mechadish Betuvah, if you would see the hand of Hashem, right? Klor, then there's no place for Klippin, Sitra Achra, and all the it's only when there's darkness, Toshes Choshech, Vati Laila, then of a sermon, all the cockroaches come out of the woodwork. So Sitra Achra has no independent power. Everything is created from the Rebbe Nishon. But when there's a Tzimtzum, Gevura, the Eibishter eclipses and conceals his presence, then all the negativity comes out. They try to, what do you call it again? To steal, to get a Yanika from Kedusha. Because they themselves, but if you would see if reality that Ein Oyv Milvadei would be nigla in the world, like it'll be al derech Mashiach for nigla kvod Hashem, then all the tumah of the world would disappear. But the way the world was created through gevura, through tzimtzum, the Eibush is a kel mistater, as the pasuk says in Tillim, right? So these negative forces are able to rear their ugly head, right? So this paradigm which create all the tzaros. Says the Briskunas Oilam, how are you mamtik the dinim? There are three names of Hashem. I'm not interested in the Kabbalah here, I'm interested in the Avodas Hashem, in the lesson, in the Musar. But there are three names of Hashem which are mamtik the din of the poor din. And says the Briskunas Oilam, it's merumas in the passage you said this morning, kfir ko'efer yefazer. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to figure out that in these three words, kfir, Ko'efer, Yifazer, each of them has a common denominator. They have the letters por. Letters of gvura, of dinim, severity, harshness. Kifoyer has an addition, the letters chavav. What is chavav? What is 26? Ko'efer, besides the por, has the letters chavav. What's 21? Eke. I said discuss at length before Purim, how Yifazer Yud Zayin, which is Gimashia, which name of Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph Kei Vav Kei. Sorry. I didn't sleep. Yeah? Hello? Which is the name Esa Shemayim Vesa Oris Gishpanku Tachol. Whatever. I'm not even getting involved in what it is. It's irrelevant. Not that I know either. Yeah? Hello? Which is Gimashia 17 is Gimashia? That everyone knows. Yeah? Now what's going on here? Shkoyach. So if you remember, Kfar, Ko'efer, your father, hello, the Eibusha takes the frost, the kalt, and he spreads it like ashes, then your mom takes all the pardim. Shkoyach, you just, you know, go eat breakfast. What am I doing with this? Says Rav Amshar, a moiridik avort. There are three levels that first a year has to be mizboinen in order to be mamtik gvurus. Kidu, the Hashem Tov taught us that haptalkis gvurus are besharshim. When things appear to a person to be negative, to be there's an eclipse, a concealment of the hand of Hashem. Right? Yeah? You know what it reminds me of? They tell a story of a little child who went to Disneyland, one of these amusement parks, whatever they call it. Yeah, hello? And there's what they call in the amusement park, a horror house. You know, you go in those... Horror house. Well, you never had a childhood here. Hello? You go in as a seat, as a thing, and it takes you in, it's dark, and out comes gremlins and ghosts and goblins and skeletons, all kind of negative, and people are scared out of their wits, right? The little boy, usually in America there's a bar. If you could fit under the bar, you can't go. Because we're scared you'll be traumatized for life. You'll need a psychiatrist, as it is 90% of Americans are in districts, right? You'll go to this horror house, you'll be totally out of your brain. Okay. There's a kid who goes into horror. Time and time again, there's always a queue, he's going... Someone said, but Jack, how aren't you scared out of your wits? You know? He said, you know what? My father is the guy who runs this thing. And I've been in the horror house, but b'shas the lights are on. So I know that it's all baloney, it's all the goblins and skeletons and ghosts and goblins or whatever the hell, yeah? It's all baloney. I've been there when the lights are on. The word is, the Yetzer the Satan, the Sitrach, only work in the dark. Kamaya Marshall Hayadua of the guy who was in Poland, whatever, and they came out with movies, talkies, talking movies, and he went to the first time in life in a movie theater, and he was out of his mind, godless. So in the olden days it was pitch black. You see a little torch, a flashlight, and you go to find your seat. So he took his torch, and he started shining his torch on the screen. So everyone's pelting him with the popcorn and shigina einer. What are you doing? He says, if in the darkness, total pitch black, it's mamish, so vivid and so real and so alive, if I shine light, it'll be even. The movie only works in the darkness. Musa Sfarim say, when Yankee was having the milchama with the Samach Mem, he says, what is your name? What makes you tick? How do you work? What's your secret? Right? He says, Lomo Zatisha Lishmi. The Samach Mem, the Yitzhahara, the Satan only works in the darkness. You shed light, and all the Nigla Kved Hashem, and all the Vansin go back into the woodwork. That's a general column. So there are three things that we shed light on the Peyresh deal. First, Kfoir. Kfar is Yud Kevav, Hashem Ha'ayah. There's an Eibishter. Why is he called Havaya? Because he's Mahava, the Velt, from everything that comes, is created by the Eibishter. And he's Mashkiach Tomir on the Bria. And therefore the Eitzahorah comes and is Mefata, a Jew. You should know it's all Mikrinikra, it's all Derech HaTeva, this is the way of the world, Ozav Hashem HaSoretz. We tell him Kfar. Together with the paradinim, the challenges, the adversity that a person faces, the Eibishter is with you, Iman Echibitzari is holding your hand, and if the Eibishter wouldn't create even the tzara in this goof and reggae, it wouldn't happen. So Zechariah is an Eibishter Mashkiach. Ko'efer. Ko'efer means, I don't know, I don't understand, if I stay gornish, I'm talking in the dark. As someone said, when a person asks, why is this happening to me? So you know what you answer? Lama yoimru hagoyim. The question, why, is for hagoyim. A yid has a muna, I don't understand now, nothing makes sense, I'm fatumult. Right? Ober, shame eke. Eke is shame. When yidin are in Mitzrayim, gefelich, Pari is bathing in the blood of Jewish children, he's stuffing kids into pyramids. Gefelich. And the Eibishter says to Moshe at the snare, Iman Echibetzorah, right? Go and tell them, start the Talich of Gula. So what am I, where's your calling card? What name are you? What does the Eibishter say? Eke, Shulchan Aruchim. That the Eibishter in the future, now I don't understand it, but the Zachonah, but it's Yachas, Amim Mitzrayim, Tav, the Zalikim, it's Zachonah to something in the future, and therefore get your act together. Eke is the shame of Tshuva, we explained from the Chayza before Purim is said. That's future tense. What is the, that's Ka'efer. Yifazer is par plus 17, which is Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is Gematria Toiv, means a divort. You know, in the Gemara you find that Rabbi Kiva used to say, Kol Mad the Ovid Rachmano Lutava. Everything the Eibishter did, his rooster died and his lantern was extinguished and the donkey died and stopped. Rabbi Kiva, you stop praying, yeah? Kol Mad the Ovid Rachmano Lutava. Next morning, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva? Nochem Ish Gams. Same Hecher Madriga. What's the difference between Rakolma the Overachmana Litav of it and Gamzu Litav? Kolma the Overachmana means I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. right? Or I believe in the Emunah Shleima that ultimately there's an Eibishter who's Mahavim Mechaya, and it's Eke, it will be good. That's Kol Madav Rachmana now, the Tav of it in the future. The higher Madrega is what? Gam Zulatleva. Yes. At the moment now, B'shasta Tzara, I already see, Azah Emunah, the hearers of Emunah, that already it becomes good now. Right? That's Yufazer. Par plus 17. And through this we have a principle, hello, that through the Emunah and the Bitochen, the Behirus of the Emunah, right? Your mamtik, you sweeten all the dinim now. And that's why it says in Sforim, in Priyat Chayim, from the Rizal, that Verav Chesed is Gimatria Par. Now it's Par dinim, it's Gevuris. Or Rebbe Emes, it comes from Rav Chesed of the Eibush. Interessant, these three names, 26, 21, and 17, is Gimatria what? 64, which is Gimatria Din. Hello? Now, Din, the nun of Din is really a mansapach letter. And what's the gematria of mansapachs? Aleph is given, yeah? Till you come to Chuf, Rei, Shin, Tav, which ends off in Tav is 400. So a Langa Chuf is 500. And a Mem, Shlos Mem, is 600. And a Nun is what? 700. Yeah? But sometimes, you might, even a Langa Nun, a final Nun, is also 50, and a final Mem is still 40, etc., etc. When do you use which Chesh? It's not just Tam, Hocus Pocus, you put it in the computer to get the result you want. When the dinim are betokfoy, the par dinim, the mansapach dinim, then we use the hundredths of gimatria. But when you mamtik the dinim, it comes back like a regular letter, which is chesed. Din is 64, when you mamtik the dinim, you mamtik the gvurs. Therefore, these three names, Havaya, Eke, and Eke, Aleph, Kei, Vav, Kei, is already be gimatria din, where the nun is 64, only reckon like 50. Right? I was getting fine. That's the vort from the Briskut HaSayim. It was one of these, the Hebron of Vort, the Rebbe says in Baruch Prakash HaLashutus. What is the lesson of Avodas Hashem? What does it mean for me? Or better yet, let me. Why? He says a vort, kefir, ka'ei for your father. It's a gorgeous vort. It's like a myriadic vort, right? But how is it connected to these words, kefir, ka'ei for your father? Hello? It's not just, you know, the Briskut HaSayim was this genius of a man, a Baruch HaKodesh, and therefore he recognized that kefir, ka'ei for your father is power plus. What does it got to do with the pasuk? How does the pasuk start off? You said it this morning, no? Mash. Hello? You have a different sitter than me? Noisin shela katzomer. Hello? What's this noisin shela katzomer? There's a moiridik of word. I always say this word, kochen this word, which the Imre Emes used to say, B'Shem HaMedrash, is brought into Pei Menachem, Chanukah, near Dal, near Hei, Tof Reish, Tof Shin Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, that's a word. There's a Medrash which says, the Imre Emes brings it, I don't know where, but, Nemanim Alay, right? The Eibishter sends Sheleg Katzemer. He only gives you the amount of snow in accordance, you know what tzemer means? Wool. Tzemer is like a fleece, you know? You wear a sweater, a coat of tzemer, a good 100% cashmere wool coat, it warms you. The Eibishter sends you sheleg, tzoris, adversity, katzemer, in accordance to the amount of wool you have to protect you. The kfir, the kalkite, the frost, is ka'efer, to the amount of wood you have to burn, to make ashes, to warm up your stove, your whatever, your fireplace, that is yifazer. There's a letter the Beis Yisrael wrote after the Milchama HaNeiro, and people with some brochen mamrish, you could imagine, people with, including himself, he lost his whole family, etc. So he wrote a letter of chizuk to the Leiv Nishbor. And he wrote a vort from his Zayda, the Chedush Arim, the Meritik vort. The Gemara says in Erchin, Tavchav Tes, Ein Eved Ivri Noyig, Ela Bizman Shai Yevelit. The law of an Eved Ivri only is applicable when there's a din of Yevel. So the Chedush Arim said, the Musar Haskel is, the Eibishter only puts you in a predicament, in a tzora, if there's an exit strategy, if there's a way out. If there's no yovel to go out of the avdus, then the Eibishter never sends you the avdus. There's a famous word in Sforim Akdashim. Kihine oivecha Hashem, kine oivecha yivedu. If you realize that everything comes from the Rabbein Shul, and sometimes it's painful. The Mashkiach and Tarvi Das always gives a beautiful marshal. You have a fellow, you ever go to a flu jab, you get a jab. I once had a flu jab a few years ago, went to my surgery, and I was sick for 3 days. And you feel depressed. I went to the doctor, I did the thing, what's right, they said to do it, right? And I became ill, I was chilling. So the MS is, sometimes, how does the flu jab work? They give you the ashtickle of the disease, and the antibodies start, and then you're popped for the whole winter from this start, right? If someone holds you up in the street and mugs you, don't be tzabrachim. Take it as a compliment. If you look like a schnorrer, not like a gvir, no one would bother mugging you. Right? Is the chalaya, the etahara, or whatever, starts up with you, and you it's a chalaya, the takagar is revenge. Otherwise, why would the etahara bar? Who cares about you? You're a schnorrer, you get lost. If the flu jab creates a reaction, and initially you're chilly and you don't feel good, if you realize it's working, it's working, but it's Hashem. But just by the way, this capital, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, we say it's connected to Shabbos. You're not going to be a genius. Hello, what's the central theme? Why is it that Rosh Hashanah V'Tovlei and Tzadik V'Ra'al? And Shabbos is a bit of a taste or of the world to come. You get your answer, which is the answer I just said. Hello? Therefore, when do we read Parshas Poro? When do we mamtik dinim of the paradinim dafkan Shabbos? It's connected to Shabbos also. Therefore, a person has to realize that the Poro Aduma, Poro is dinim. Aduma is weiter dinim. Or it has to be Asher Ein Bo Mum, right? Which, by the way, Ein Bo Mum is Gimatria Hashem Elikeinu Hashem. That even when Zalikim meets Ateva, right, it's also from the Abishter, right? And as the Ezra Leo brings, Asher Ein Bamum, if you would think that Chas V'Shalom, there's Shlechs in the world, and there's darkness, and there's whatever, is the Charaya, the Abishter is not running the show. Is the Charaya, Ozav Hashem is Oris, the Abishter is impotent. He can't do what he's supposed to do. So we say, what do we say in Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? Suri V'loy Avlosaboy. If there's a Tzara in the world, it's not a Chesaron, it's not a Mum in the Abishter. Right? And number two, Asher Ein Ba'ol, the Eibishter never gives a person a burden that he can't, that's too difficult, that's really a burden. There's much more to speak about, but I'll come again. The fees I understand also, just Paraduma is Mamtik Dinim, Purim is Mamtik Dinim, Purim shows you have an Ahapichu, everything which was negative ultimately became the Siba of positivity, Paraduma, Pesach. This also connected to the general underlying theme that all these forums speak about, the idea of what? Anova. Rashi brings him in the Masechta Megillah, that Bidinu, logically, first you should have Parshas HaChodesh, and then you should have Poro. Because that's the order of Thavet. Huk Kamas HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and on the second day, Beis Nisan, that's when they burnt the Paraduma. So why were we mocked in Parshas Poro to Parshas HaChodesh? Shibnei Shehi Taros and Shal Yisro. And the Medrash says it's a Moshel of Shnei Matrinius, which are Mahalchis together, they're walking together, and they're Mamish replicas of each other. And I don't know who's greater than who, right? The one, so they have Parshas Poro. Zoyis Chugas HaTorah, Parashat Karban Pesach, Zoyis Chugas HaPesach. Which is greater, Pesach or right? The one that accompanies the other to the home and then goes to whatever. The one that stays at home goes home first. That is the Tachlis. So Al Derech Zeh, Karban Pesach is greater than Pesach because that's how the people who bring a Karban Pesach have to bring a Petara. Therefore, we read Parashat Paro to be Mazur Yidin that the Karban, right? I couldn't find. Shtelzach Tashayla, is only on Pesach a Yid is obliged to bring a korban? Hello? Every Shosh Regalon, you have to bring up a korban. And a korban Chagiga, and a Shalmi Simcha. Hello? So why do we have Parshas Poro right before Pesach? So the credits are off, says Amiri Dikavort. Because the three Regalim, as the Torah famously says, is Kenegat Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. Chazal said, which is of the three others is Kenegat Poro? Chazal said, Gemara in Soita, in the Schus that Avram Avinu said, V'anuichi offer V'efer, his children, his descendants, are Zoycha to have the Efer of the Paradum. So Dafka Pesach, which is Anova, you're not going to be a genius, Matzah, which is the opposite of the Hagbo of Chometz and Zoyer, right? Pesach is the Yontav of Ramavinu, Varech of Eifer. Therefore, Parshas Paro, which is the idea of Bittul, right, is Dafka before Pesach. Lahoyer, it says Zrakti Alechem Mayim Tahirem. What's the next word? Vitahartem, 660, which is Gimatria Lel Shimurim. So I thought to myself, 660, but Imakoil is Gimatria Esther, 661. Which means that if a person understands the lesson of Esther, that even Bishas of Hastorah, Betech Hastorah, the Aluf, the Alufish Oilim is still there, then he comes to Vitahartem, then he's come to the Pesach Lel Shimurim, etc., etc. Hello? Which is the difference? This Shabbos is a unique Shabbos of the year. It's the last Shabbos of Adar. As Mevorchim, it already has a Ha'orah of Nisan. What's the difference between Adar and Nisan? One is the last month, and one is the first month. Hengalti Eschem Acheris Kibereshis. Yeah? What's the difference? What is the mazel of Adar? Dog. What do you know about fish? Yeah, what do you know about fish? Where is the natural habitat of fish? What? That we know. Yeah? We know from various places. Yeah? What does Rashi say on the words V'yidgu l'roiv? That just like fish thrive in the yam, where the mayim are mechasim al the yam, mayim is always a symbol of what? Anova also, but chesed. Right, mayim, as you say, anova, because the Gemara says in Tainus Dav Zayin, ma mayim yorzim makum gevel makum nomuch, right? Ober mayim is a chesed, right? It's giving. Yes, you with me? If a dog in the Gemara, you learn the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, kol mi she any day betiv gitn the Kiddushin shouldn't have an esik poem, and he's worse than the Dora Mabu. Because a dying, that's what he's doing, he creates mamzerim, and therefore the Pesach says in Yeshaya that through that even did gay hayom yosu. Mash inkin by the Mabu, it says kol hashem b'charov v'meisu, but that dogma shabiyam. Because when there's perversions of creating mamzerim, right? That's chesed. Like I said, the Pashat of Tzad. The Yishar Higa Chesed Choysoi. Chesed who? Right? It's chesedim of Lumas. That's perverted chesed. Right? Therefore, Gei Hayom is Gimatria Chesed. Yes? What is Odor? Odor is Gimatria B'chesed Mechusa. There's chesed, but it's Esther. It's Adar B'Losh Nadera Seir. It's concealed. You didn't see it right away. It's Obed Derech Hatev. Mubish Hatev. What is Nisan Milosh Nes? Begimachia Bechesed Nigla Emoisis. It's a revealed chesed. Right? Where does it come from? How do you get to Me'ur De Ebesh Chesodim? When a person... How? When Yidin are in a tzor, there's a homer, there's a final solution. And they realize, Mordechai tells them, everything comes from the Ebesh, and you have the Koyach to... That's how you mantik all the dinim in the world. What is the Tzidur Shem Avaya of the month of Nisan? There's one of the 12 ones. What? Yisbu Hashemayim V'Sogel Oretz. Which is Gimatria? Yisbu Hashemayim V'Sogel Oretz? V'Nosati Lochem Leiv Bosor Imateis. What is the Radak say? V'Nosati Leiv Bosor? The Betzudis? Leiv Nichne V'Rach Kebosor. When a person has a nova, that he knows that everything, all my tachpulis and all my whatever. I'm starting to shear. When you know everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel, and he has a leiv nishma, an onov and a shval berich, right? Then he's able to come to the Tara and the, therefore, zarakti aleichem mayim. Zarakti aleichem mayim toirim is the same Rosh Tevis muat. Gata ma'at mikolam. When a person mamet himself. Whatever. Okay. That's an onov is the same Rosh Tevis as the hine Hashem needs of olov. When a person realizes that Abish is with him and he's an onov and he doesn't rely on. Therefore, I have no time to elaborate. But the common denominator of Purim and Parshas Parah and Nisan is a person, the whole common Pesach, the whole Parshas Parah, is mafkia from the Das Asichlium that Kuichi v'oitzim yodi osli is a chayelza. Okay. Now that we established this hakdoma, now we can begin the shir. I wanted to speak a whole pilpul, but I have no time for that. But just Bizarre Musr. Fascinating new concept comes in this week's parsha. There is a kiyur v'kani, which we already discussed in the last week's parsha, which is that's problematic. Why is it written in parsha? Because it should have been written in parsha's truma. A whole geshef. And here Rashi says, the who brought Vayasakir Nechushes was Kanin Nechushes. Now, why did these women give mirrors? Copper mirror. They polished. It was like Mamash reflection. Hello? So the Pashtas are Don Siegel. Shlita. He once gave a hadrach of a chassan. Why? Do you ever know that if anyone was married to a woman, or you have a mother was a woman, maybe your grandmother, perhaps someone in your family was a woman, you may have noticed that women are in love with mirrors. Why? Because they look in the bedroom, they have a mirror, in the hallway, they have a mirror. Before they go out, they look 30 times, they look in the mirror. Why? Because a woman is midas hamalchus, and malchus is leisle migamar klum, and therefore she's very, very concerned about her image vis-a-vis others. Because says to him in Ezra, the greatness of these women is something which is so valuable, so much part of their psyche and their lives. They donated it. They weren't interested in the Marech Yitzoyni, the Sheker Achein, the Avalifi. They piled up the Nechoshes of the... Not, this doesn't include in the Zav and the Kesef Nechoshes. This was a separate donation, nothing to do with the general building fund, so to speak. And that's great. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, what would these Marech Yitzoyvis... Moshe didn't want to take it. Moshe was more moyus in the Maris status. Because people use a mirror. If you're really a pneumistic person, what in the world do you care what some other person thinks? Hello? Yeah? The Abish said, these Maris atzoivas achaviva alive. Because when the Eden, to cut a long story short, when the Eden were in Mitzrayim, and they didn't have the koyach to father children. And anyway, there's a gzeira called Berayil or Tashichu. Why bother starting a family if it's all going to come to tears? And the women used these marriages to dress up l'chulu, to entice their husbands to have families, and that created the Tzivus Hashem, which is Egypt, says the Abish that the marriages at Tzavis are most chashuv to be. In other words, even though you could tie it like the Ben Ezra, that there was a mile in the give donation of Maris Tovis in the present, we're going back to what happened in Mitzrayim. And the Shaila is one. And why were these Maris Tovis created Dafka the cure? The only one, people get gold, people get... Dafka the Maris Tovis, we know, were used specifically for the cure of Akane, which were Nechush. Why? Bichlal... There must be a connection. There's a famous story when the Chaim Volozhin made the Volozhin Yeshiva, and he sent out Mishulochim to collect money. And there was a Gvir who came to him, a big mountain. And he said, Rebbe, I'm willing to give, but I see the Mishulochim come, they have a horse and a carriage, right? I don't want my money to go to the Tzoras HaDerech of the Mishulochim, right? It should go directly to... So Chaim Volozhin famously said that when Bezalel created the Mishkan, people gave Zav, Kesem. How did he know what to take? Because he was the Balu HaKadosh. Right? And people who gave with a Leif Tor, with a Kavana, Holy Kavana, that Zav was used for the Oren. A lesser Kavana for the Mizbeah. A lesser. Therefore, we know the Pasuk says, Rashi, the Seidel Aderech, who ties the Pasuk, that when you consecrate the Mishkan, you need a Korban Chatos, to the Chippur on the Mizbeach, in case somebody gave only because he was embarrassed, someone forced him, his wife told him, his Shviger. Therefore, to make sure that the Tara in the Nedava, therefore. Okay. So there always is a connection between that which was given, the Kavono, and. Okay. In a nutshell, what's going on here? I'm not time to, this is what we want to talk about. It's a moiety gevort. We said before, anything that comes at the end, right, of something, when there's a tzimtzum, right, that's when the ruach hatuma is oiches. When there's a gilui, the head, in a person himself, the head, the five chushim of a person, that's the hoib. Then comes the heart, the body, the fingers. Or the 10 fingers represent masayode, my actions. The frotius, the right hand is chesed, the left hand is gvura. You know, amongst Erlich Yidin, they never put their hands, the fingers together. Because you don't want this, right? That's why when you daven, you're supposed to put your right fingers over your left hand, you know, because Yimin should always be misgaber and smoke. Can you do it? Oh, but generally, the 10 fingers, which is the end of a person's action, vir a ruach hatuma ishira. That's the Indian of kuichi v'oitzim yodi. By Esav, what does it say? Huh? Vayadayim is the Esav. Yadayim are connected to Esav. Doing. Chenerabs. Hello? As bad as the 10 fingers are, negativity, even worse is the 10 toes. The content of Ragleha Yordus Movus. In the end of a, which also means, remember Rashi? Rashi's the first time you have anyone washing anybody? The three Bedouin Arabs come to Avram Avinu, and before he enters the tent, what does he tell them? V'rachatzu ragleichem. Because he thought they were Arvim, v'shtachvim, what's that vak ragleichem? So this Musas forum say, a person begins to worship his own horavanya. The fact that he stayed up at the computer terminal till 2 a.m. and his wife is on mother, it's going to save him. And he missed that shiurim, he missed avnim b'tzibur. That is going to make me whatever. So that's the yadayim for ragleichem. I have no time to elaborate. Says the Holy Berman Chayim, the Parami Office, in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is a holy place, you have a chiyuv to wash your hands and your feet from the Zuama, the Tumah of the Kirch of Beis HaMikdosh. The emes is, every Yid, every day, right, has a chiyuv to wash his hand, the Tilos Yudai. Why is it no chiyuv to be maybe a Muslim Abdul and wash your feet also before you daven? Says Rabbi Chaim, because today in the absence of kedusha, Beis HaMikdosh, etc., the idea of washing the feet, which is even a lower madrega, that we can't achieve. Dafka for Shabbos is a mitzvah to wash upon of yodav v'raglav with the briloi, right? Granted, parenthetically, the Rav Zilber in Yerushalayim says, why do you find Taka the Kahanim didn't have to wash their face? You know, right? Because since they wear big tikkunah, we explained before Purim, the big tikkunah already gave you the ur upon him, you didn't need to wash your face. It was, right? But the Yadayim and Ragayim, you had to. Bizman Azel, we only have Kiddush HaYadayim. You with me? And therefore, there was a kiyur. And the kiyur is how many in the 10 fingers, 10 toes, 10 plus 10 is 20. Kiyur is chaf, 20, yud vav resh, which is gevura. There are gevuris, there's a tzimtzum, there's por dinim, where godliness is not staring you in the face, not shining at you, right? And a person has to know before you do the avodas hakodesh in the Beis HaMikdosh, right? You have to wash off the zuam of the kriyachiv etzim yodi, which I'm not trying to elaborate, put it in pilpul, you could, there's two in yonim in the kiyur. This is nafkaminas, the kabiyah, a million halachas and whatever. There's an inyan of taking away the zuma, taking away the sur mirah, and the inyan of the kedusha. Right? Yeah? The emes inyan, the nutshell is, the greatest good in the world is not something which always was good. Something which is good is taif. Ma'oid. That's the malachamovas, the sultan. Yeah, when a person is mahapich, what's called in the Zohar, merira lemiska, the bitterness into something sweet, the darkness into light, and he takes something which is the seir of the paraduma, which is klipas noiga, which I'm not getting involved. It's something you could either matam etahirim or matar etameim. You could use either way, and you mahapich velt into kedusha. So you take a mirror which could be used for vanity, for sheker achein and hevel ayofi, and you use it for kedusha. That is the ultimate purpose which brings Tara in the world. And if by the Abishter said that was Chodav Alayman Akol, and that's used for Tara. It's used on one hand, I'm not trying to elaborate, to be Mashkid the Soitis, right? Which is Sur Merah. And it also is Mashkid, it's Machshir, the Koyin. I'm not going into the whole tumul I want to speak about, whether the Kiddush Yitayim Raglayim is together in the Tara of the Gavra or is it in the Avodah. Whatever it is, right? There's a gewaldig kedusha that comes mitzad the kiyur. What does that got to do with me in Manchester and in Tovshin Ayin Ches? The Rav, the Beis Yosef brings into the Tshuvas HaRashba that every year has to wash their hands the Tilos Yadayim every day. Bedumia to a koyin godol, to a koyin, washing from the kiyur. The of Udraham says mer, dumia to a koyin godol, washing his hand on Yom Kippur. On the Rikanti said, it's bedumia to Malach Michoel, who's makriv nishmiseyem shel tzadikim, b'mayu, and before he does so, he washes hands and feet in the Hardino. That means an ordinary yid could achieve gevaldige madrigas. Ramat Chuzilber, shlita, so that's the difference between a Russia, it says the Pasuk of Mishlei, is ba Russia ba bizui. A Russia is mevuza. He's a degenerate, decadent person, he's mevazen all the others, the zulas, he's mevazen himself. What's the a yid, a tzaddik is a mechubit. He appreciates his maila that he could do the avodah every day in davening, like he's doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, like Malach Michal does it l'maila. And now I understand why the whole idea of the connection Purim Parshas Purim is all connected Yadayim. Hello. When Moshe goes to war against Amalek, what does he do? Vahayoyah Kasher. Yadayim again is a place of the Ruach Misavusa, the Atuma, Tzrachra. When you pick up your hands, that's called Netilas Yadayim. Milashin Vayanatlim Vayanasim. To pick up. Su Yadechem Koyish. Right? Then you win against Amalek. You notice that in the Seder, we're more medactic to the whole year. Many people who are not desert the whole year about Dovah Shetipul Bimashke. The Seder is all about Tzvila. Just to give you one idea, David HaMelech, could he build the Beis HaMikdash? No. What generation was David from Avraham Avinu? 14. That's Yudalit. Who builds the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo. What generation is Shlomo HaMelech? 15. Yad is not enough. You add one in Makoy, add the Abish to the Aleph into the equation, and you get the word 15. Hello? What day of Nisan is Yisrael Mitzrayim? 15. Kama Mailas Tevis Amalamokim Aleinu? How many Mailas are there? 15. How many Simonim in the Seder? 15. How many Shira Mailas are in the Shira Mailas? 15. And what's in the 15th Shira Mailas? Dear, it says the Pasuk, Su'u Yudechim Kodesh. And therefore you build through that the Beis HaBechira. Hello? In the 15th Mailas, Kama Mailas Tevis, what's the last Ilu? Ubana Lonu is Beis HaBechira, which Bechira, by the way, is Gematria 225, which is a Shleimus in 15. 225, for anyone mathematician, is 15 times 50. Right? And that's the idea, that when a person picks up his hands, and he realizes that even the Mansapach Gvurus, everything comes from the Eibishter picks us up, Mikdash Adnai Koinenu. Your decha, the Beis HaMikdash is mechoinen. It elevates a person's hands, right? That's the idea of mishchu. Fill in the blank. Me'avay dezor. Mishchu. Yedecha me'avay dezor. That a person in Kuchu is good as atabeyim kesef. The avay dezor is the gold, the silver, the gelt. Why? Because masa yedei adam. You think your handiwork. Nay. When you mishchu chu, vayinatlim, vayinasim, you pick up your hands, then your mamshim, all brachas banachayim is in.
I see yours. What? I thought to myself, talk to yourself, you're really doing it. So, very well. Yes.